Ooh, so scary. Blah, 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 blah. It's only a few weeks around the corner. And have I got haunted houses for you, or Brian Kopp does. You've got not one, but two haunted houses to talk about. Brian, I'm not even sure where to start, because probably one is scarier than the other.
Well, I think that is up to the guest. One of them is much more kind of darkly whimsical, definitely preys on the imagination and all things classic horror, but one of them's actually inside an old abandoned prison, which is a pretty scary environment to begin with, let alone put a haunted house in it.
All right, let's save that abandoned prison for a moment. So let's talk about the other haunted house first. Where is that at?
It's in Schiller Park. It's on River Road, right near Rosemont and the Convention Center.
Okay, but it's not in the Rosemont Convention Center. That would be another activity altogether. And
that would be another activity altogether.
Yes, yes. And I'm looking for the street address here. We'll give that out before we're done. Tell me, you walk into that haunted house in Schiller Park, and what do you see?
Well, the first thing you see is tasty food and delicious tiki drinks offered by Halakahiki Tiki Bar, Short Fuse Brewery, and DiCapo's Italian Eatery.
Now, that doesn't sound scary.
That's all in our midway before you enter. So if you need something to eat or a little liquid courage before you go to the haunted house.
All right. And then you walk into the haunted house. What happens?
Yeah. We have two seamless attractions that your ticket gets you access to. One of them is kind of a twisted, apocalyptic version of Chicago, filled with all sorts of little bits of Chicago history made terrifying. And then you make your way into the more whimsical Halloween town.
And what is that like?
Well, the Chicago one has stuff like, have you ever heard of the Dunning Asylum of Illinois Infamy?
The what of what? No, I haven't.
So it's this pretty gruesome asylum, doesn't exist anymore, that was in Illinois, where a lot of pretty twisted things happened. So we kind of made our own version, the Dunning facility that you go through. You make your way into twisted city street alleys, an old meatpacking district, a dark, terrifying sewer where you will encounter, surprisingly, some clowns from an old circus that went out of business, and its denizens escaped into the sewer to live their twisted lives.
So these clowns, one of them clearly probably Paul Lisnick that you've hired to do this. How did you know? I thought so. They come up from the sewer, you said? Is that right?
That is where they've made their new home, yeah.
Okay.
It's the Outcast Carnival.
And this sounds like it's really big.
It's going to take you a good 20-25 minutes to walk through the whole thing.
Now, I want to back up a step. Now, once you've walked through it, I mean, you said you can have some libations at the tiki bar beforehand.
Yeah, there's like a midway area where the line to get in is. So before you go into the haunted house, there's a space where you can, you know, hang out, get something to eat, grab a drink, interact with some of our characters outside, take pictures, stuff like that.
Now, can you do that after you've gone through, or you must do it beforehand?
You got to do it beforehand because you exit a different part of the building. You exit into a gift shop.
Okay, of course. That's
naturally
always the case, no matter, even apparently at haunted houses. So what kind of gifts are at the gift shop?
Well, of course, there's all sorts of awesome branded merch. But we have just tons of fun Halloween and horror-themed goodies, you know, like jack-o'-lantern purses and, a cool Illuminati spooky-themed tank top. We have scarves and hoodies and pins and patches. And also, we even have a Ouija board for sale.
Okay. That's one haunted house. And again, give us the address of that one.
That's 5050 North River Road in Schiller Park, 60176.
All right. Okay. And that is right near Rosemont and the Convention Center in Rosemont, if you have any idea where that is. And it's right off the highway, right?
Yeah, very easy to get to.
Yeah. Now the other one, tell us about, I'm even scared to ask you about it. It's so scary.
It's the old Joliet haunted prison, to the only haunted house in the area that's actually inside an old abandoned prison built in the late 1800s.
So you walk inside the prison. Do you have to wear orange? How does that work?
We'll provide that for you, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we'll lock you up. We'll give you a cell. It'll be nice. Yeah.
Is that just for me or for anyone who comes in?
Or for Paul.
Well, clearly he needs with that. In fact, you can probably find him there as well. He knows about being locked up. He also knows about being in asylums, but this is all beside the point. So you walk in there, and you actually go through the prison?
You do, yeah. There's three attractions at the old Joliet haunted prison. The first one is inside the old cell blocks. It was the women's prison, actually, until the 1920s.
Oh, I didn't know.
Originally, the women were confined to one floor across the street, like the main body of the old prison, and they were only allowed out one day a year.
Hmm, okay.
It wasn't Halloween, though.
Yeah, it sounds... Now, what makes it so scary, aside from the fact that you're in a scary place in the first place?
Well, we have a whole creepy story that we've put together and brought to life there, the idea being... A twisted billionaire obsessed with the afterlife has chosen the old abandoned Joliet prison to make his paranormal research facility, see if he can unlock the secrets of the afterlife, which he does in a horrible, terrifying way that you can experience when you walk through that first attraction.
We have
two more attractions out in the old prison yard that are very different and very fun. One is a zombie laser tag.
Explain what that is.
It's like a video game, but in live action. You get this fun assault rifle laser tag gun, and you go through and you battle zombies in different themed out, almost like video game levels.
Wow. Okay, that sounds cool. Very different. And then what's the other one?
The third one is the slaughterhouse, a disorienting chainsaw maze.
This really does sound scary. Now, do people come in costumes for this stuff, or
all the time, all the time.
And do they come in like a zombie costume, and then they meet other zombies, and you don't know which ones are which?
Yes, it's like a fun little zombie meetup. Maybe it's a dating thing.
That's next year, huh? Now,
exactly.
There is food. I'm all about the food, no matter where it happens to be. So there are food trucks there.
There sure is. Yep. Similar to the one that we have in Schiller Parks by the same wonderful chef, Chef Jerry Navarro de Capos. Great food, you know, like sausages, mac and cheese, chili mac, pasta. And same thing, we have our own bar, the Commissary, where you can get something to drink before you go into the show. And here you can also go back. You have a break between the attractions where you're back out that midway. If you need a round two.
Okay. And how much does, aside from the food, which I assume is extra, the drinks are extra, but other than that, how much does this cost, either one of these?
Tickets vary by night. It's cheaper to go on like a weekday or a Sunday than it would be on, say, you know, Saturday right before Halloween, because that's when everybody wants to go. So tickets range anywhere from $19.99 to around $34. We recommend you go online and buy your ticket in advance because it's time ticketing, and time slots do sell out.
I see.
So you can go to 13thfloorchicago.com or hauntedprison.com, or both if you're really feeling brave.
So the 13th floor, is it the number 13, or is it spelled out 13?
Yeah, 13th.
Go ahead.
13thfloorchicago.com.
Okay. Or what I have here is 13thfloor.com, 13th spelled out.
You can go to 13thfloor.com. Okay. That will bring you to like a splash page that shows all of our locations. We've got 16 haunted houses across the country.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. And then the other at Joliet Prison, what's the website for that one?
That is hauntedprison.com.
All right. Well, I'm scared to talk any more about it. This sounds great, though. It sounds like great fun. And, you know, the old Joliet prison has this allure about it and fascination
that people have about it. I don't quite know why.
So.
Hmm?
It's just I think it totally makes sense. It's such a cool old building just to look at. Like, it's just kind of breathtaking and creepy to look at. But then to also know all the history, and just, I think there's a dark fascination knowing that, like, a lot of bad stuff went down in that building, and you can kind of feel it.
Really? Well, okay. I'm kind of getting the shivers here. Ryan?
That is my job.
Thank you very much. I appreciate talking to you. Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween!